Positive assurance just basically is an opinion that nothing is obviously wrong. In other words, nothing has come to our attention to suggest that the information is misstated. So negative assurance is basically just a moderate level of assurance. It is normally used for reviews as opposed to audits. Not always, but normally as reviews. Negative assurance as well is always necessary in situations where the auditor can't get sufficient evidence to provide positive assurance. For example, the management of a client may ask the audit to carry out a review of a cash flow forecast. Well, the forecast is in the future. It's based on many assumptions. Therefore, you can never get positive assurance because, you know, that the forecast is accurate. But you might be able to give negative assurance saying, well, there's nothing that I'm aware of to suggest that the forecast contains material errors. So it's a negative assurance rather than a positive assurance.